Please click on that donate.
Mary, how does it look?
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey!
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Mr. President, how can the administration discuss the possibility of reopening the country when the administration does not have an adequate nationwide testing system for this virus? Don't you need a nationwide testing system for the virus before you reopen the country?
We have a great testing system. We have the best, right now, the best testing system in the world. But there are certain sections, there are certain sections in the country that are in phenomenal shape already. Other sections are coming online. Other sections are going down. And we, in addition to that, are giving out millions of tests. And every day we're doing it exponentially. We're picking up. And what we'll be doing in the very near future is going to certain areas of our country and do massive testing. It's not necessary, but it would be a good thing to have.
Don't you need that, though, Mr. President, to make sure people are safe going back to work? You don't want to send people back to the workplace.
We want to have it, and we're going to see if we have it. Do you need it? No. Is it a nice thing to do? Yes. We're talking about 325 million people, and that's not going to happen, as you can imagine. And no, it would never happen with anyone else either. Other countries do it, but they do it in a limited form. We'll probably be the leader of the pack.
I know nothing.
Exactly. He knows nothing. Hello, everybody. It's Good Friday. It's okay. I skipped Passover. I just did. And so now it's Good Friday, and Sunday, New York should reach the peak of death. Wow. It's just, wow. So the zombie apocalypse, anybody? The zombie apocalypse? I don't know. I will tell you, he is briefing right now, and I do not want to listen to it, and I don't think you do either. So I'm not going to play it because I wouldn't get past two sentences before my fever peaked, okay? Before I literally lost my mind listening to his lying. It's just one of these crazy damn deals where he stands up and he talks about how he wants to open the economy, and then Fauci gets up and says, this is not the time to be pulling back at all. So what is the use of these rallies that he has every day? Now, he's sitting there saying, we've got the best testing in the world, and it's just not true. It's not true because we blew it. We blew it, and now there are documents to prove that the CDC failed miserably. The CDC had a plan that was spelled out in August of 2018. Yes, he was the president. It was his administration. And it had the Center for Disease Control and three of the biggest associations in lab testing that had called for boosting the capacity of public health clinics, bringing big commercial labs into a testing process at the first sign of a pandemic, and making sure that labs would have whatever they needed in order to mount a large-scale response to any flu-like or any pandemic, any virus, anything at all. The CDC decided that it didn't like, you know, actually Donald Trump decided that he didn't want the CDC to do this. He didn't want that to happen because the numbers would look bad for him. And he was very busy lying about the transmission, the contagiousness, the disease itself, which he didn't understand at all because he was disinterested in it. And he was very busy lying about it and downplaying it and dismissing it as one guy from China, 15 people all on their way to getting well, nobody was going to die, right? And ordered the CDC to be the only place where testing would occur. That didn't happen until early February. Although, remember, So that didn't happen until early February. And remember that on January 3rd, New Year's Eve, is when he boldly, after 62 other countries, banned travel from China. He boldly declared that, travel from China would be shut down, which it never was. We know this because we read the newspapers, and 480,000 people have come in since New Year's Eve. All right. But that was all he was willing to do. And then he finally, in February, said to CDC, all right, you know, go ahead and you do the testing. Just you. I don't want to use the hundreds of labs across the United States. I'm going to enforce roadblocks, okay? And that's exactly what they said about doing to keep the number of tests down so the numbers wouldn't hurt him. So the CDC took its sweet ass time, and then in early February, they released a test. But the test was flawed. It was broken. It was bad. And by the way, this blaming of the Obama administration, they had bad tests. We didn't have a test for COVID-19 when Obama was president. You understand that? We didn't know anything about COVID-19. We didn't know the strain. We didn't know the RNA. We didn't know the DNA. We didn't know what the molecule would look like. We had no idea about this virus. So there could not have been tests for COVID-19 sitting on a shelf during the Obama administration that were flawed or that were bad. Or that were broken, or that was sad. No, there wasn't. And so they developed at CDC a test. And it was flawed, it didn't work, and it took weeks for them to correct it. Labs across this country were sidelined because he didn't like the numbers. He didn't want the numbers. He didn't want anybody to see. For instance, New York today, New York City, 170,758 confirmed cases. 170,758 confirmed cases in New York. Those are people who are very sick and are showing up at the hospital and are getting tested, is what that is. New Jersey is almost where China was. I mean, New York has surpassed China, right? China had a total of 67,000 cases. New Jersey is looking at 54,588 cases right now. That's almost as much as the entire, country of China. Although we have no idea if we should rely on anything coming out of China. Michigan's got 21,000 cases. Pennsylvania's got 20,000, California's got 20,000, Massachusetts has 18,000, Louisiana has 19,000, Florida has 17,000, and our idiot governor is talking about opening up schools. How can you do that if you don't have testing? How can you do that? These labs wanted so badly to push out tests. Donald Trump did not want them to push out tests. And so commercial and clinical labs were barred from conducting their own tests unless they went through a complex maze. And now that some of you are trying to apply for unemployment for the first times in your life, for the first time in your life, you're now dealing with government. I think you could now understand how unbelievably frustrating it was for independent labs, commercial labs, for clinical labs, for public laboratories to apply for their own emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. All of this squandered so much valuable time. Now, again, when you realize that South Korea got the same warning we did on just about the same day. On just about the same day. And the result in South Korea was there was never a need for a shutdown. South Korea never had to shut down its country. And we found out, to be generous, we found out either on the same day or within a day of one another. Within 2 weeks, South Korea was shipping thousands of test kits every single day. And by mid-March, South Korea was testing at a per capita rate 40 times higher than the United States. When we finally cracked 10,000 tests, South Korea was doing that many tests every day. And the result was that South Korea was able to flatten their curve by late March, and they never had a nationwide shutdown. This was all preventable. All of it. All this death, preventable.